I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Safety and shelter-in-place procedures were activated at Carlsbad High School on Tuesday as Carlsbad police were alerted about a threat of a possible shooting at the school. Carlsbad Superintendent Gary Washburn elaborates.
An anonymous tip that there was a student with a gun on campus. The police were investigating it. It was on social media. We went into a shelter in place just to make sure that we were safe. They determined there wasn't anything to it, and our kids got back to the business of going to school.
Washburn reports that police
interviewed a number of kids that were reported to be involved, didn't find anything, and that's a good thing.
The entire incident lasted about 90 minutes. The murder trial of 36-year-old Matthew Fuentes of Hobbs began on Monday in 5th Judicial Court in Lovington. Fuentes is accused of shooting and killing David Casillas of Lovington in August of 2020. Prosecutors believe that Fuentes was enraged over the relationship with Casillas and his girlfriend, who was Fuentes' ex-girlfriend. The trial continues today. So, what was it that was flying over the night sky over Eddy County on Monday? Well, video was sent to KOB-TV, and according to their report, 5 or 6 lights were caught on video over portions of Eddy County. And according to the National Weather Service, a weather balloon did fly over the area, but that was over the weekend. Officials at Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo were then asked if they had any aircraft in the area Monday night. Turns out, they did. Officials confirmed that F-16s from Holloman were flying in airspace known as the Talon Military Operations in southeastern New Mexico on Monday night. The aircraft did deploy flares as part of their training mission. In charge of the news for southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.